Welcome back. Joining us now is John Rappaport. His website is nomorefakenews.com. You can find him on Twitter, John Rappaport. And John has been on many times to talk to us about vaccines and other issues. Today we want to talk about, I really wanted to talk to John about stem cells, and we will talk about that. But I want to begin, John, with the JAMA pediatric report that came out and how you had the Daily Beast trying to spin it. Now, actually, the editors at JAMA were trying to spin it and to minimize it, but I'll just give you this quote here and get your response. In the Daily Beast, they say, this is the article that is linked on the Drudge Report, the findings were astonishing to JAMA editors, who had been told throughout their medical training that fluoridation was completely safe, that opponents were wingnuts relying on junk science. When I first saw this title, my initial inclination was, what the hell? For me, there were the anti-vaxxers. They were the sort of before there were anti-vaxxers, there were sort of anti-fluoriders. So welcome to the program, John. You and I are both anti-vaxxers and anti-fluoriders, and you've been saying for a long time that you're going to tell the truth, not the fake news like they're telling us, and now we've been vindicated. But we don't see any apologies from JAMA. We don't see any apologies from the Daily Beast about this, or CDC.
No, it's amazing, and there's no reassessment of the damage that's already been done.
That's
over
right.
Decades and decades and decades, because the study is basically saying that pregnant women who drink fluoridated water, there is an obvious connection with lowered IQ in their babies.
Yes.
So
yes.
That indicts the entire practice of fluoridating water supplies, which, by the way, in case people haven't caught on yet, is a medical treatment that is imposed upon a great percentage of the population without their consent.
Yes, and that's a very important part. And you're talking about there is no discussion of the damage that's been done to people for the last, well, they said 1950. So we're looking at about 70 years. You know, 1945, they said it was when it first began. So we got about 70 years of this. 70 years of lowering people's IQ, no apology for that. And we've already seen the Harvard study that was in China that looked at the effect on IQ of children, not just when they were developing in the womb, but after birth, as they're growing up. And the damage to them was even more significant than what was measured in this JAMA story. And that was Harvard.
Yeah. So you see what happens. The story surfaces, and then it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not going to be any real follow-up here. It's not going to be as if JAMA is going to suddenly turn around and say, well, now, as journalists, we have to do an ongoing series of articles exposing and revealing the depth of the damage that's been caused, what can be done about it, if anything, and how we have to stop fluoridating at this point completely. You're not going to see what any average person would do if they were the editor of that journal. The story appears, it's going to sink. The fluoridating forces are going to continue to try to keep fluoridating.
That's
and
right.
It's going to be completely insane. So people have to get up on their hind legs in their local communities, which, by the way, can rule against fluoridation and knock it out.
Yes. That's a very good point, because, you know, when we talk about this, I've said many, many times, whatever issue you're talking about, we're not going to elect even the best president. I mean, we could elect Thomas Jefferson or George Washington, and they're not going to be able to do the types of things that need to be done out of Washington. It's gotten so concentrated, powerful. We're going to have to get those Jeffersons and those Washingtons in at the local level. And fluoridation is a good example of this. That is something that is being done at the local level. And that's being pushed by the CDC. It's being pushed by national organizations like the Campaign for Dental Health. They're still doubling down on this and say, we still recommend that you get your fluoride. And as they're talking about this, however, you pointed out that you're not going to see a series of studies, investigation by the Daily Beast saying we need to stop this practice. Instead, they spin it and they push back on it. The very first paragraph, they said, well, this is going to fire up conspiracy theorists and alarm mothers to be. So the whole point of the article after that is to pour cold water on the report in every way that they can.
Right. And the editor at JAMA was saying the same thing, basically, sort of on the level of, oh, gee, I don't want to really publish this because it's going to stir up conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. No, it's going to stir up people who learn the truth. That's the right. actual fact of the matter. So, you know, as you say, they're pouring cold water on this from the beginning. They're trying to soften the blow. They're trying to pretend that everything is okay, basically, when everything is not okay. And I just want to reinforce the fact that at the local level, that's where fluoridation measures are passed, at the community level, the town, the village, the city, et cetera, that's where it occurs. You have to have councils, city councils, and legislatures at the local level voting to fluoridate the water in order to make it happen. And therefore, the people can exert pressure to unfluoridate and to say, no, 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 we're not going to do this anymore. Here's the study. Are mm-hmm. you people saying that you really want to poison all of our children and lower their IQs? Is that what you're saying? Because that's what you're going to do if you fluoridate.
And you know, John, this is a good example of how total information control allows the media to demonize anybody who would push back against the government's official narrative. For decades now, 70 years, if you say, I don't want the water fluoridated, people have been conditioned to roll their eyes. You know, I played the clip from Dr. Strangelove, where he's talking about it being a communist plot. And here in the Daily Beast, they say, yeah, you know, Dr. Strangelove. It was those people, the John Birch Society, saying that it was a socialist plot and so forth, repeating that slander. That has become a meme for everybody, and it has been so ingested, like the fluoride, that people can't see that, to have a serious discussion. It is an uphill battle, but it is a battle where all the facts are on our side, and now we've got a JAMA study that is on our side to roll this back at the local level.
Absolutely. You're probably familiar with William Hersey. He worked for many years for the Environmental Protection Agency, which is an agency of the federal government. And in the early 1990s, he released a letter representing the Union of Scientists at the EPA in Washington, stating that fluoride was harmful, dangerous, and should be stopped. This was coming out of the Environmental Protection Agency. And this story, I mean, I have copies of the letter. I printed it. Other people have. I've spoken with Hersey. Major media blacked out this story. One large newspaper in Southern California kept on harping about, show us the vote of the union of the EPA that showed that all the members were in favor of your letter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. When this guy, Hersey, was a chief scientist there, that in itself was a major story, and it was never printed in any major paper or on any television news channel of any size. I mean, the study that just came out now, all of this could have been revealed and more 20 years ago, 50 years ago.
Yes.
There have been numerous occasions, and in every case, the media has blacked out the story.
And they're doing that now in the way that Daily Beast is doing. They're saying, oh, it's all these conspiracy theorists. They're going to be inflamed. They come after Alex Jones. His InfoWars founder, Alex Jones, is frequently railed against fluoride. His site sells anti-fluoride products. We sell stuff to purify your water, to get the stuff that the EPA is not taking out of the water. You know, gravity feed water filters, that's one of the first things that we sold here. So we're bad. Daily Beast is good, right? They say, oh, there's a handful of studies that say that it, you know, is going to, you know, fry your brain. But we got a pile of things from the CDC that says that it reduces cavities by 25%. If that were true, and if we had something called informed consent, if they came to you and said, well, here's the downside. You know, do you really want Down syndrome effect on your kids? Welcome back. We're talking to John Rappaport. Again, the news that came out about fluoride, but it's also news about what the media, what the government, what entertainment has done to keep us, to take away our informed consent, to keep us from looking at reality, to keep us from looking at studies. And even when we have a major study like this study from the Journal of the AMA coming out, a pediatric side, they are doing gymnastics to try to flip around this and to minimize this. Still criticizing InfoWars for pushing back against fluoride. Still smearing the John Birch Society, saying, well, they say it's a communist plot. It's an elitist plot. It is a plot so that people can make money, and it takes away your informed consent. John, you know, again, the CDC is we're going to break. They said, well, it reduces cavities by 25% of children. But if you want to say that and produce evidence for that, produce evidence for the other side. Say, yeah, but, you know, it's going to, for pregnant women, it's going to take off 4 IQ points. As the children are growing, according to a Harvard study, it's going to subtract another 20 points. Do you want to make that exchange? Here's the plus side. You can save 25% on cavities, and you can lose 25 IQ points. Which do you want to do? I mean.
Right. Yeah, you see, if it was presented in that way, you would have some very interesting conversations with people.
Exactly. As if informed consent mattered. And that's why we get to the anti-vaxxer stuff, right? We're saying, hey, we should, if we're not slaves, we should have some informed consent here.
Exactly. Same argument, same principle. Here's what you're saying about vaccines. Here's what we're saying. Here are the ingredients of these vaccines. Here's a substance, perhaps you're familiar with it, it's called aluminum. You know, neurotoxin, one of the most deadly neurotoxins you can find if you put it into certain places in the human body. They're injecting this into people, into babies, into children, into adults. That's on the side of we're having a discussion about vaccines now.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
Let's talk about aluminum. Let's talk about that. Oh, no, we don't want to talk about that. No, there's nothing to talk about here. It's fine. It's safe. Everybody knows that. You're just trying to stir up trouble. No, we were having a discussion, but that discussion just broke down because you made an accusation and you don't really know what you're talking about.
And the other thing that is the common unifying thread here, okay, is, again, we're talking about informed consent. And so for both the anti-vaxxers as well as the anti-fluoriders, and this is the JAMA Pediatrics editor, Christakis, he said, for me, before there were anti-vaxxers, there were anti-fluoriders. Because both of these are being done without your consent. Both of these are being forced on you by the government without your consent, both the vaccines as well as the fluoridation. And that's the thing that we're very concerned about, the fact that we ought to be given these risks, you know, 25% reduction in cavities, or a 25-point reduction in IQ, according to their own studies. I mean, that's the insanity of this.
Absolutely. I always try to highlight their own studies whenever possible, because then they can't say, well, these are just fringe people that are making this stuff up off the cuff. You're publishing the study in JAMA. It's mm-hmm. just like the study that I frequently cite. It's actually a review in JAMA. July 26, 2000, medical system in America kills 225,000 people a year.
Yes, yes.
There
exactly.
It is. Okay. Yeah. That's their review. That's what they published. And yet the government pays absolutely no attention to this and does nothing to try to correct it.
You know, the same editor, Christakis, who said, you know, there was the anti-vaxxers before them, there were the anti-fluoriders, and he goes, but the effects of this study are comparable to the effects of lead. And if these findings are true, there should be as much concern about prenatal fluoride exposure. But there isn't going to be, as you pointed out, they're not going to do anything about this. Remember when we found the lead in the water at Flint, Michigan? It's like, all right, who's responsible? Somebody's got to be punished for this. And, of course, nobody was ever punished because it was the government that was responsible. They don't hold people responsible for their actions or their incompetence or their malice. So nothing ever happened there. But there was a lot of finger-pointing, a lot of blame, and there isn't going to be any finger-pointing or blame with this, even though the editor says this is comparable to the effects of lead on the IQ of children.
Correct. The whole thing started with the Manhattan Project to produce mm-hmm. an atomic bomb on the East Coast. And the fluoride was a waste product of that gargantuan process, which started to leak out into the environment, New Jersey, Delaware, et cetera, destroying farms, killing animals, et cetera, and so the original lawsuits against the Manhattan Project didn't really have anything to do with radiation, had to do with fluorides. And so the people who were in charge said, well, we have to mount a PR campaign that's going to be successful and convince people, excuse me, that fluorides are not only safe, but they're beneficial. What can we do? And somebody piped up and said, well, let's say, for example, that it's great for dental health. We can send out lecturers all over the country telling people that fluorides are wonderful for dental health. And that's exactly what they did. And that's the way it got to be the way it is now.
Yeah, and I don't buy that either because, you know, if you get an overdose of fluoride, it's a condition called fluorosis of your bones. It actually eats holes in them, right, John?
Exactly, exactly. I mean, we're not even getting into some of the deeper adverse effects, as they like to call them, of fluorides. We're just talking about the lowering of IQ, which is in itself horrendous. Mm-hmm. But there are many more very dangerous effects from fluorides that have been confirmed in the literature. It's there. It's just been covered up.
And you pointed out it was the nuclear industry, the military-industrial complex needed to cover that up. And also, wasn't there an involvement in the aluminum industry? Didn't they have Alcoa's president, didn't he become the head of what was, it wasn't called the FDA then, but something that was the equivalent of that? Wasn't he pushing using this as a health benefit, have people pay them to dispose of their toxic waste? Wasn't that also a connection to the aluminum industry?
I believe so. And now we get into the real history of the FDA, because that's the agency that certifies as safe and effective medical treatments, medicines, drugs, devices, et cetera, et cetera. And so when you look at, for example, the fluoride issue, where's the FDA? This is a medical treatment. When are we going to see an announcement from the FDA? You watch and see if something comes out now. We see this study that just appeared in JAMA. When is the FDA going to stand up and say, wait a minute, we have to stop this?
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. I might wind up like Jeffrey Epstein if I did that. You know, but when we talk about the loss of 25 IQ points, let's just kind of put this in. We've got just a couple of seconds left before we got to go to break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about stem cells and the FDA. But let's just put that in context, for example. Average IQ is about 100. If you get down, these are obsolete psychiatric terms we don't use anymore, but they used to have specific correlations to IQ points. An idiot was a certain IQ point level. A moron was between 51 and 70 IQ points. So if you take somebody whose average IQ is 100 and you subtract 75, you're getting pretty close to what used to be called a moron. That's what they have done to us with fluoridation. They admit by their own studies. And on the other side, you know, you go up to genius, that's 145. So that's what we've done to our society.